It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. COVID is rising in Colorado, and some schools are switching to remote and some to in-person at the same time. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
James Duffy is with Westminster Public Schools. He says the state has left it up to locals to make the call on what to do.
I would just say that that's a reflection of how education in this state is run in general.
Westminster is reopening next week after going remote for 2 weeks. The private Denver Academy has been in person since August, but head of school Mark Turagowski says they're going remote as rising COVID has impacted operations.
There is a tipping point where even logistically for a school, it just becomes too much.
Experts worry, though, that that patchwork system will add to inequality. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Pueblo will continue its pandemic-imposed curfew for another 2 weeks. The 10 p.m. through 5 a.m. curfew is in place in the city until the day after Thanksgiving. Pueblo has issued around a dozen citations, but Mayor Nick Gradisar says it's too early to see results reflected in coronavirus case numbers.
If they were high enough to justify the curfew, they certainly were high enough to justify the extension of the curfew.
On Saturday, Pueblo County is implementing more limits on capacity in public places. Federal prosecutors have filed charges against a Denver man protesting after the election last week. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Logan DeBile was in the Cheeseman Park area of Denver on November 4th when he allegedly pointed a green laser light at a Denver police helicopter. This according to federal prosecutors. This is a federal crime because airspace is federal jurisdiction. DeBile initially ran from police, but when he was arrested, he told cops he was, quote, just sort of playing around with it, according to the affidavit. DeBile, who is 23 and, according to social media, a student, faces up to 5 years in prison. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Xcel Energy plans to build thousands of electric vehicle chargers statewide. This week, Colorado's largest electric utility asked state regulators to approve its $100 million plan. Xcel wants to build about 20,000 new electric vehicle chargers over the next 3 years at homes, apartments, businesses, and along highways. Colorado's Public Utilities Commission has until March to make a decision. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.